很高兴我们今天再一次在主日来一起相聚，来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
Very happy that we can get together to worship our Lord, our God.
今天主日的信息，我们继续来学习路德记。
Today we continue to study a book of Ruth.
在前两章中，我们看到拿俄米在遭受接二连三的打击之后。
And so the first two chapters, we saw that Naomi has suffered a series of blows.
那她决定带着路德来返回家乡。
And she had decided to bring Ruth back to her hometown.
因为他们相信耶和华必会眷顾。
Because they believe it, the God will take care of them.
因为上帝乃是孤儿寡母的神。
Because God is the God of orphans and widows.
确实如此，上帝借着波阿斯的慷慨，使他们暂时度过了难关。
It is true, God has using the draw on Boaz's generosity to help them to overcome the hardship temporarily.
所以我们的结论乃是，上帝虽然可以有奇妙的作为。
So our conclusion is, sometimes God can use a miraculous way.
但是更经常的是，他是通过人与人之间的友爱帮助来供应这些需要。
But very often, God provides using the needs through the love of a people.
当人愿意顺服上帝的心意
，And when people are willing to obey God's heart,
那就成为他所使用的器皿
，And will become a vessel used by Him.
但祝福了他人，自己也蒙福。
Decide to bless others and will be blessed as well.
今天我们来看第三章。
So today we will study Ruth chapter 3.
如果有圣经的话，请你打开路德记，在旧约路德记的第三章。
So let's turn to Old Testament, that Ruth, book of Ruth chapter 3.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen is going to read Chinese. I will read in English.
路德记第三章。
Ruth chapter 3.
路德记第三章第一节，路德的婆婆拿俄米对他说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？”
Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, My daughter, should I not seek a security for you, that it may be well with you?
你与波阿斯的使女常在一处。波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上播大麦。
Now Boaz, whose young woman you were with, is he not our relative? In fact, he is winnowing barley tonight.At the threshing floor.
你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。你等他吃喝完了。
Therefore, wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he had finished eating and drinking.
到他睡的时候。你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。
Then it shall be when he lays down, then you should notice the place where he lies, and you should go in and cover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do.
路德说：“凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。”
And Ruth said to her.All that you say to me, I will do.
路德就下到场上，照她婆婆所吩咐她的而行。
So she went down to the threshing floor and did according to what her mother-in-law instructed her.
第三章第十六节。
And verse 16.
路德回到婆婆那里，婆婆说：“女儿啊，怎么样了？”路德就将那人向他所行的述说了一遍。
When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Is that you, my daughter? Then she told her all that the man had done for her.
又说，那人给了我六波起大麦，对我说，你不可空手回去见你的婆婆。
And she said, these six ephahs of barley he gave me, for he said to me, do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law.
婆婆说，女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Then she said, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out, for the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this way.
这个故事呢，那么让我们有点大跌眼镜啊。
And so this story really come as a surprise.
那圣经中居然有记载这样的故事。
And so why the Bible record this story?
我们可能有很多的问题。
We might have a lot of questions.
那么拿俄米是否让路德冒了很大的风险？
Well, did Naomi let Ruth to take a big risk?
那路德是否涉嫌去用色情来勾引波阿斯呢？
And so Ruth was involved to seduce Boaz.
那这个故事是否鼓励那个婚前同居呢？
So the story encouraged that people live together before their marriage.
那拿俄米的这个计划合乎上帝的心意吗？
Did Naomi's plan fit God's heart?
这个计划到底是人的筹算还是上帝的安排？
So is this a plan, is a man's calculation or God's arrangement?
其实这一个是常常被人来争论的问题啊。
So that has been a very common argument.
就是怎么样去平衡说我们人的工作是什么努力和神的工作是怎么样去平衡这个问题。
So this is a balance between human effort and God's action. How can we distinguish?
这是我们常见的困惑。
And this is the confusion we usually have.
在什么时候需要我们去努力做事？
So when should we making effort to do things?
那什么时候我们就期望上帝来帮助我们？
And when do we expect that God to come to help us?
如果上帝来帮助我们，是不是我们就不需要去努力？
If God come to help us, so we should not make any effort to do things.
有一个故事讲到说，有一次地方一次发了洪水。
And there's a story talk about there's a place that has a major flood.
这个洪水呢就把这个地方很多的房屋都淹没。
And so it's over the water, over, so it's covered many houses.
那么很多人都纷纷的逃难。
And people try to escape the area.
那有一个人他在屋子里面呢，他的屋子已经也进水了。
And so one person was inside the house, and the water already came to the house.
不过他说呢，上帝必定会帮助我。
And so he said, God's going to rescue me.
所以呢，他在屋里面就说，我来等候上帝的帮助。
So inside the house, he said, I'm going to wait for God's help.
所以他的水啊，这个越涨越高啊。
And the water continued to rise.
这时候有一个船呢，路过他的家门口。
And but there's a boat passing his house.
这个船上的人就说，哎，你赶快来上船吧，这个洪水越来越大，你不能待在这里。
And so the people on the boat to try to persuade him come to the boat because the flood's getting worse and worse.
然后他说，你们先走吧，没有关系，我相信上帝会来救我的。
And so, no, you go ahead. I believe the guy has come to rescue me.
所以这个水呢就继续的涨，这个一层楼呢已经都装满水，它就跑到第二层去。
And so the water continued to rise and totally covered the first floor, so he went to the second floor.
这时候又有一只船呢，又经过他的房子。
And there was another boat passing by his house.
他说：“你赶快上船吧，这个水很快就会把这个房子淹没了。”
And people tried to persuade go to the boat because the flood is going to cover his house.
他说没有关系，你们先走吧，我相信上帝会救我的。
He said, "No worry, you go ahead, go, and I believe that God's come to rescue me."
所以水就继续往上涨，到第二层已经淹没了，它又
and so the water continues to rise and cover the second floor.
他没有办法，他要跑到这房顶上去。
So then he finally went to the roof.
到了房顶上的时候，这时候突然有一个直升机呢，也经过他的房子。
So when he climbed to the roof, there was a helicopter passing by his house.
于是这个直升机呢，就把这个梯子放下，说你可以啊。上这个梯子的搬救。
So the helicopter sent the ladder down and tried to rescue this man.
结果这个人说呢，哎，不需要了，你先飞走吧，上帝会救我。
And this person tried to wave the helicopter away, say, God's gonna rescue me.
那最后呢，这个洪水越来越大，把他的整个房屋都淹没了。
So finally, the flood overcame covered the entire roof.
他在等上帝来救他、
He was still waiting for God to rescue him.
但是最后没有办法，他就被洪水淹死了。
Then he was drowned.
那淹死之后，他就见到了上帝、
And so after that, I think he saw God.
于是他见了上帝，他就说：“你为什么没有来救我呢？”
When he saw God, he questioned God, why didn't you come to rescue me?
所以上帝跟他说，我送了两只船，还有一个直升机给你，我怎么没有救你呢？
And God answered, I've sent two boats and one helicopter try to rescue you.
我不知道你以前有没有听说这个故事哈，这个故事是很熟知的故事。
I don't know, have you ever heard the story before? Because it's a very familiar story.
但是却道出了我们常见的一个困惑、
And you really talk about the confusion very often the Christian have.
我们确信上帝会帮助我们。
We believe that God will help us.
我们相信他也会供应我们，保守我们。
We also believe that he will provide for us.
但是上帝如何去做呢？
But how does God going to do it?
一种观点就认为上帝必然会以奇妙的方式来帮助我们。
And one view thinks that God must help us in a very miraculous way.
所以在我们脑子里已经固定了一个模式，上帝应该怎么样来帮助我们。
So we already have a fixated idea that how God will help us.
这就是故事中那个人的误解。
And so this is the misunderstanding of that person.
所以其错误呢，就在于他事先预定了上帝作为的方式。
And the mistake is that what the person presupposed how God will do.
但是上帝并不受此局限。
But unfortunately, God is not limited by this.
有的时候我们是这样认为，说只要有信心啊，我们就不需要其他的努力就可以。
And very often we think about as long as we have a faith, we do not need to work hard.
所谓依靠上帝呢，就意味着我们不需要付出努力。
And so it is dependent, rely on God means that we do not need to make effort.
但这不是圣经所讲的信心啊。
But this is not the what Bible talk about, the faith what Bible talk about.
信心确实是相信上帝可以成就。
And faith does believe in God's will accomplish.
但圣经并没有说我们不需要努力。
But the Bible never revealed that our efforts are not needed.
那这种误解其实在非信徒当中也非常的常见。
And this is a misunderstanding happened to non-believers as well.
因为他们认为说基督徒啊，为什么你要相信上帝存在？
And very often they ask Christians, why do you believe that God exists?
就是因为基督徒你比较软弱，你需要上帝来帮助你。
Because Christian you're weaker, so you need God to help you.
所以他们声称说上帝帮助那些帮助自己的人。
And so those are non-believers. Very often they would say God help those who help themselves.
所以他们相信人自己的努力
啊。So they believe of man's own effort.
所以有两种人。是这种观点啊。
And so there are two types of people believe this kind of view.
那么一种是不信的人。
One is non-believers.
那一种是自然神论的人。
And the other one is more naturalists that believe that as well.
他们认为上帝只是 创造完了之后他就不会参与这个世界的事。
They believe that God created after creation that he does not participate in anything else afterwards.
就任其这个世界去自然发展。
So they will let go for whatever this world will go.
所以这个叫自然神论是 deism、啊、
And so deism.
Yeah, 我们其实我们知道中国有句俗话叫谋事在人成事在天。
And there's a Chinese proverb talk about men propose.But God disposes.
很多的事情并不是努力就可以得到的。
And many things is not only accomplished by the efforts.
当然你不努力肯定也得不到。
But very often if you don't work hard, you're not going to get anywhere.
那今天我们透过路德的故事来思考这个问题。
So through the Ruth, let's talk about, think about this.
我们期待上帝作为的同时，我们如何尽到人的责任？
And so besides expecting how God works and how humans fulfill responsibility at the same time.
我们就来看看拿俄米是如何为她的儿媳妇来筹划。
And let's look at Naomi, how does she plan for her daughter-in-law?
Naomi 要为路德来寻得一桩婚事。
And so Naomi want to find, find her a husband.So plan her wedding.
为的就是为路德要寻得一个安身之处。
And the purpose is try to find a safe home for her.
那么南欧米的这个想法我们知道是合情合理的。
And it's very reasonable how Naomi thinks.
但是他采取这个方式有点令人费解。
But the way Naomi taking, is very puzzling.
他这样做就是不是把路德置于一个非常危险的处境
When she does that, did she put Ruth in a very, very dangerous situation?
那如果波阿斯拒绝路德，那会怎么样？
If Boaz refused Ruth, what will happen?
那如果波阿斯认为路德是个轻浮的女子，他生气而斥责路德。那又该如何是好？
If Boaz think Ruth is a frivolous person and got angry and rebuked Ruth, what would happen?
那如果万一波阿斯心起歹意，借着这个机会去欺负路德？
And if Boaz has an evil intent and decide to bully Ruth,
那岂不是赔了夫人又折兵、啊、
And so it's really lost all with the game.
完全得不偿失。
It really lost all with the game.
那么拿俄米为什么采取这种神秘的方式让路德去求婚呢？
So why Naomi took the mysterious way to ask Ruth to propose?
那他不可以亲自出面来提婚吗？
Can she, is that directly proposing marriage in person?
或是借着媒妁之言、啊、
Well, maybe go to a matchmaker's.
那这个问题啊，作者并没有在这里明确的说明哈。
The author did not really clearly explain.
但是我们从这个历史、这个背景、这个故事的背景中，我们可以推测一二哈。
But through the history and the background, we can probably guess one or two.
首先啊，我们知道，尽管拿俄米待路德像亲生女儿一样。
So first, Naomi treated Ruth like her own daughter.
她不是嫁女儿。
However, she's not married her daughter.
但是她是嫁一个寡妇、哎、
She married a widow.
所以这不是一个正常情况下一个明媒正娶的婚姻、啊。
So this is not a normal situation that like a formal wedding.
那么其次呢，路德我们知道她是摩亚人。
And Ruth is a Moabite.
那么她生活在以色列人当中，这无疑就为路德找一个丈夫就成为了一个主要的困难。
So this will become a main barrier for Ruth to get remarried.
那最后一个点我们就知道这个波阿斯跟路德是差距很大。
And there's a huge difference between Boaz and Ruth.
我们知道波阿斯是个财主哈。
And Boaz is a very wealthy man.
那么路德呢只是个贫穷的寡妇。
And Ruth was a very poor widow.
而且呢，他们的年龄可能也差得蛮大。
And their age gap is pretty big.
因为波阿斯称路德为女儿嘛。
And because Boaz has called Ruth my daughter.
这在第二章的第八节和第三章的第十节都是这样讲。
So in the Ruth chapter 2 verse 8 and chapter 3 verse 10, and call, Boaz called her daughter.
这说明呢，他们的年龄呢相差的很大。
So that explains they have a huge age gap.
所以这一切都决定了说，拿俄米没有办法去正式提婚的。
So that explains why Naomi can formally to propose this marriage.
那拿俄米计划的一个聪明之处呢，就在于他为路德创造了一个与波阿斯单独约会的机会。
But the cleverness of the Naomi's plan is to create an opportunity for Ruth to be alone with Boaz.
那么这就增加了这个婚姻的胜算啊。
So that increases the odds of a marriage.
成则皆大欢喜。
And so if it's successful, everybody's happy.
如果不成呢，也无人知晓。
So nobody's going to know that if it fails.
那至于路德可能遇到的危险呢，拿俄米似乎也有比较有把握的估算。
Naomi seems to have a pretty a good idea that whether it's going to be successful or not.
我们看到第四节就讲到说，拿俄米就说他必会告诉你应该怎么做。
And so in verse 4 talk about and he will tell you what to do.
那在第十八节整个事情发生了之后。Naomi 的把握就更大。
So after the whole thing happened, Naomi was more assured.
你就安心的等待吧，这事一定会，他一定会努力去做。
So you just sit still. This man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day.
所以Naomi的这个信心呢，其实并不是盲目的哈。
So his faith was not blind.
因为我们知道伯特利呢，不是一个很大的城市。
We know Bethlehem was not a big city.
他们是，而且呢，我们知道，拿俄米他们住在乡村哈。
And so they live in a rural area.
大概可能谁跟谁都认得的。
So people probably know each other very well.
那么拿俄米与波阿斯呢，他不但是亲属，而且呢，他们也非常的熟悉的哈。
And besides their relative, they probably knew each other very well.
那在第二章第二十节呢，拿俄米已经说了他们。这个波阿斯他知道是一个很近的亲属。
So they knew each other in verse 2, talk about their very close relatives.
而且在第二节、第三节，他对波阿斯的习惯非常的熟悉。
And beside that, the Ruth, Naomi is very familiar with Boaz's habits.
对，他是很熟悉波阿斯的这个人。
Besides, she knew the person of Boaz.
那么波阿斯的行事为人的品格，我想应该是拿俄米决定这样做的一个基础。
And because Boaz's character and that, Naomi feel confident that to trust this person.
特别是波阿斯对路德的态度。
Especially Boaz how he treated Ruth.
也使得拿俄米有充分的信心说，这事成功的可能性很大。
So Naomi has confidence, there's a high probability of success.
事情的发展也说明了 Naomi 的判断是不错的。
The development of the whole thing also proved that Naomi's judgment was pretty good.
所以我们从整个故事看到说，当拿俄米跟路德在一起的时候，他们想起了这个计划。
And so with a look at the story, when Naomi was with Ruth, they thought about, they carefully planned for the whole thing.
你可以想想路德需要有多大的勇气才可以这样去做。
And you will just imagine how much courage the Ruth need to accomplish this whole task.
但是我们看到故事里面路德没有反驳，他马上就按照他婆婆的吩咐去做。
So Ruth did not reject the idea and she obeyed and to go ahead and do it.
所以有的时候我们是需要勇气的。
And very often we need courage.
特别是我们在神的计划当中
especially that we need courage in God's plan.
所以我们从这个故事看到，上帝的计划并不是从天上凭空而降。
And sometimes God's plan doesn't just drop out of nowhere.
他乃是透过人来实现他的计划。
Sometimes he accomplishes the plan through people.
所以这里面拿俄米跟路德啊，都是有了很大的勇气来去实现这个计划。
It took a lot of courage from Ruth and Naomi to accomplish this plan.
即使现在也是如此啊。
And so nowadays it's the same.
我们要想有一个婚姻，你都是要求婚的吗？
And so if you want to have a marriage, first you have to propose.
如果你从来不求婚，你永远不会结婚的。
If you don't propose, you will never get married.
他们去求婚就有可能被接受，也可能被拒绝。
If you decide to propose, you may be rejected or may be accepted.
这这里都有危险哈，都需要我们有勇气来面对它。
There always there's a risk involved because it takes courage.
那我以前在一个公司工作的时候啊，我都有一个同事是一个伊朗人。
And so one time I worked with in a company, my coworker is an Iranian.
那么他是一个单身。
And he was single.
那我的同事呢，很多年纪大的人每天在给他的给他做工作。
And so there are a lot of people work for him and under him. They are older.
他就跟他说你一定要去问才可以啊。
So those people were very often advising you have to ask first.
如果你不主动的话，你怎么知道哪一个人会成为你将来的妻子呢？
So if you don't take initiative, how do you know that person will become your wife?
所以呢，他听了话，转身他就到了这个实验室里面啊。
And so after he listened, he turned go to the lab.
我想他对其中一个这个西班牙裔的女孩早就有这个感觉哈。
And he has a special feeling for this particular Hispanic girl.
那么今天呢，终于有勇气去求婚哈。
So he finally had the courage to propose.
那么。果然对方就答应了，他们就成了一对很美满的夫妻啊。
So the girl actually accepted the proposal and then they got married, became a couple.
所以生活中是这样，其实我们在工作中，在教会的服事很多方面都是一样。
Our life's like that and very often that happens in the church as well.
我们需要上帝的计划在我们当中实现，我们需要有勇气。
And very often we need courage to accomplish God's plan.
那我们如何应用这段经文在我们的现实生活当中？
So how do we apply this passage in our life?
我们应当避免错误的应用哈。
We must avoid the wrong application.
而这个故事啊，不是提倡说我们女生应该主动向男生求婚哈。
The story is not that we encourage the female to propose to male.
这个不是圣经的依据哈。
And this is not the evidence from the Bible.
这个不是我们正确使用圣经的方法。
And we should not apply this passage to the situation.
我知道现代呢好像是非常时髦有这种表白的方式哈。
And so nowadays, there's a very modern way to propose.
就在一个公开的场所，有些人呢买了很多的鲜花，在向对方来表白。
And in a public area, bought a lot of flowers and try to propose.
有的男生向女生表白，也有女生向男生表白。
There are times the man will propose to a woman. Sometimes there's a woman propose to a man.
那么这个故事也不是推崇我们说要什么婚前同居的这个佐证啊。
And so this is not encouraged that it's a proof of living together before marriage.
像我刚才所讲，上帝的计划不是从天而降的。
And so if we talk about God's plan, it's just not dropped from nowhere.
他乃是给人创造了一些机会。
And God actually created opportunity for man.
而且那些抓住这些机会的人就成就了神的工作。
So those people who seize those opportunities will accomplish God's work.
好，那现在我们就有问题了。
So now is our question.
那我怎么知道 这个是上帝给我创造的机会。
How do I know this is an opportunity God created for me?
哦，拿俄米的经历给我们的一些启示。
But the Naomi experience gave us some inspiration.
首先我们要知道这些机会呢不是达到自私或者是损人利己的目的。
And this opportunity is not to harm others to benefit self.
那么拿俄米是一心要帮助路德的。
And Naomi want to help Ruth.
他两次提到了要为拿俄米来找一个丈夫啊。
Two times she mentioned to Ruth that she want to find a husband for Ruth.
第一次是在第一章。
And the first time is in chapter one.
那么我们在那一章里面，我们看到路德拒绝了。
The first time Ruth rejected.
因为路德不要回到他的家乡，他要跟拿俄米一起要回到这个伯特利来。
And so Ruth decided she want to follow Naomi, go back to her own hometown.
那么显然这一次路德却答应了。
But the second time Ruth accepted it.
因为路德知道这个是上帝所给他的机会。
Because Ruth understands this opportunity is created by God.
显然路德知道并非所有的机会都是从上帝而来。
And she understood not all the opportunity came from God.
所以我们应该有这种属灵分辨的能力哈。
So we should have this spiritual discernment.
就像我上次讲到提到的那个经历哈。
And so like last time we talk about the experience.
就是我的一个宣教士的朋友，他的银行账户莫名其妙的多了8万块钱。
And so what I mentioned that my friend the missionary, her his bank account there's $80,000 extra.
这个是上帝给他的供应吗
？Was that God provided for him？
那么，而且这个地址送这个钱的这个地址是要三位一体哈 ，Trinity。
And so the address actually is come from say Trinity。
但是他后来就发现，原先不是是一个人存钱存错了的。
The missionary later discovered it was a mistake. Someone deposited on the wrong account.
那么他存钱的那个银行的分行的那个地址就叫三位一体的那条街的名字叫三位一体。
And the street of the bank is called Trinity.
所以我们需要有这种分辨的能力，哪些机会是神给我的，哪些不是。
So we need to learn how to discern what is the opportunity coming from the God or some are not from God.
显然路德做了一个很正确的分辨。
So Ruth made a right decision.
其次呢，我们要知道这些机会应该是上帝一贯工作的一个延伸。
And next, we need to understand this may be extension of God's consistent work.
所以拿俄米相信上帝是可以依靠。
Naomi believed that we can rely on God.
所以他决定要返回家乡。
So he decided to go back to her own hometown.
而且他见证了上帝建筑Boaz给他们的供应。
And she also witnessed Boaz has provided things for them.
所以这个计划不是他凭空想出来的。
And Naomi's plan is not all of nowhere.
所以乃是上帝工作的一个延伸呢。
And it's an extension of God's work.
所以我们判断一个机会是从上帝而来的，这也是一个标准。
So sometimes we need to, this is the standard of the way we can.Tell whether it's coming from God or not.
因为任何机会又是一个上帝在我们生活生命中一个工作的一个延续，这就是一个确信。
And sometimes we can't understand if this coming from God is extending God's work.
但是如果任何的机会都是改变这个前提，那么这是非常可疑的。
And if there's something is not about this extension of God's work, it can be suspicious.
那最后呢，人的计划呢是依靠的是筹算。
And finally, man's plan depends on calculation.
那么上帝的计划是需要勇气去接纳。
And God's plan requires courage to accept it.
更需要我们有信心去实行。
And also requires the faith to accomplish it.
也许我们今天要面临一些选择和决定。
Very often, maybe facing some of the choices and decisions.
面对这些机会，首先我们要知道是不是这些来自上帝的机会。
So in the face of those opportunities, we must first know whether they are opportunities from God.
如果确实的话，就需要我们以勇气和信心去拥抱。
If it does, we need courage and faith to embrace it.
其实上帝啊，将很多这样的机会放在我们的生活当中。
And God has put a lot of those opportunities in our lives.
那么有些重大的决定确实需要我们冒一定的风险。
And a lot of times the major decision requires some risk.
但是如果放弃这样的机会，就等于放弃了上帝的祝福。
And if we give up those opportunities, then sometimes we're not getting the blessing from the Lord.
那么有一部电影，我不知道大家有没有看过，叫《辛德勒名单》。
And have you ever watched a movie called Schindler's List?
那么这个电影获得了好几项奥斯卡奖。
And this movie has won a lot of Oscars.
那么是根据一个真实的故事说。
It is a true story.
那么这个也叫辛德勒的人，他用自己的所有的能力去拯救了很多的犹太人。
And Schindler, this person, has using all what he had that to save a lot of Jews.
特别是在那个当时的德国，希特勒的那个法西斯统治之下哈。
And so under German's governance.
他是冒了很大的风险。
He risked a lot of risk.
但是他却做了一个名垂青史的一个壮举。
And then that has totally changed many people's life.
所以当我们确定说这是神所给我们机会让我们去做的时候，
If we are sure this is the things that God wants us to do,
所以我们需要有这样的勇气去拥抱。
We need to have the courage to embrace it.
拿俄米的计划提醒我们，
And Naomi's plan reminded us,
上帝一直在我们的身边工作，
That God has always worked around us.
但是更多的时候是我们没有察觉，在我们毫无察觉的情况之下。
And very often we are not aware God's around us.
但是并不是上帝停止了工作。
But that does not mean God stopped his work.
拿俄米相信上帝的眷顾。
Naomi believed in God's favor.
出于这样的信心，他要为路德寻找一个安身立命之处。
Out of this faith, she wants to find.And a place for Ruth to settle down.
Naomi's 计划表面上看是人的筹算。
Naomi's plan on the face of it is seems to be a human's plan.
我们看这他所讲的这段经讲话的这段经文，甚至没有提到上帝的名字。
And even during her plan, never mentioned about God.
但是上帝却是给他们提供了这样一个机会。
However, God provided such an opportunity.
然后上帝是在幕后促成了这桩会议。
God actually was a facility behind the scene.
这就是上帝常常工作的一个方式。
And this is how God works.
拿俄米计划的本质乃是上帝计划的一个延伸。
So Naomi's plan was extension of God's plan.
那么上帝透过故事中的人物来实现了他祝福这一家人的目的。
And God fulfills His purpose of blessings to those people.
那以前我在那个教会另外一个教会服侍的时候
，When I used to serve in another church.
那当时我们就计划要推动一个青年的事工。
We decided to promote a youth ministry.
不是 youth ministry， 是一个比较年轻人的事工。
For young people ministry.
A young professional, actually.Yeah, 那因为教会里面年纪大的人比较多，年轻人比较少。
Our church we have a lot more elderly than young people.
那当时有很多人有问题的哈。
A lot of people have questions.
那说第一个说哈，我们社区有没有这么多年轻人啊
？The first question is, do we really have a lot of young people in our community?
啊，这些人是很难搞的。
And young people is very difficult to deal with.
然后把他们请到教会来，他们也不会为教会做什么贡献呢
？If we invite them come to church, they will not contribute.
但是这是神所为我们预备的工作，我们就是要去做。
If this is the ministry God wants for provide us, that we need to do it.
那实际上其实对牧师是一个很大的压力哈。
It was a lot of pressure for the pastor at that time.
因为你要花很多的时间在这些新人的身上。
You need to spend a lot of time with those young professionals.
但是可能只有小很小的一部分人，他们最后决定会留在教会。
And so maybe the only very small portion of people would decide to stay at church.
但是我们知道这是神给我们预备的机会，我们就要勇敢的去拥抱。
We know that was God's provided this opportunity, so we need to embrace it.
所以我们第一次做这样的事工，我们失败了。
The first time we failed.
第二次去做，我们又失败了。
The second time we failed again.
根本就做不起来。
It's very hard to do it.
所以有些人就说，根本可能我们教会就不适合于做这些个年轻人的事工。
So many people question it and then say, maybe our church is not suit for this young professional ministry.
但是我们第三次继续去做。
The third time we continue to do it.
我们一下子就成立了一个团契出来。
And then the third time we have established a fellowship.
有十几位年轻人一下子来到教会。
And more than 10 people decided to come to church.
这些人怎么来的？
How did they come?
乃是上帝成就了这个工作。
But God has accomplished this opportunity.
上帝把这些人带来。
He brought the people there.
但是我们必须要努力，必须要去有勇气来去付出努力。
But we have to work hard and also to need to have courage to accomplish it.
所以这就需要我们啊，有时有这个属灵分辨的能力哈。
And so that's why we often need to have spiritual discernment.
哪些是从神而来的，哪些不是从神而来的。
What are the things are coming from God, and what are the things are not coming from God?
所以有一个祷告啊，是非常著名的啊。
And there's a very famous prayer.
那这个祷告呢，就叫宁静祷告。
This prayer is called Serenity Prayer.
那他是不是在美国的神学家他所最先提出来这样的祷告
？And this comes from a theologian and mentioned about this prayer.
那么他前面的这几句呢是非常著名的哈。
And the first few sentences are very famous.
也非常适合于我们今天的这个信息哈。
And really fit into our today's message.
那这个。祷告就叫宁静祷告哈。
And the prayer is called Serenity Prayer.
他说神啊，求你赐给我平静的心。
God grant me the serenity.
去接受我无法改变的事。
To accept the things I cannot change.
赐给我勇气去做我能改变的事。
To give me the courage to change the things I can.
那么赐给我智慧去分辨这两者的不同。
And to give me the wisdom to know the difference.
让我再来跟大家一起来分享一遍这个宁静的祷告。
Let me continue to share this prayer.
神啊，求你赐给我平静的心。
God grant me the serenity.
去接受我无法改变的事。
To accept the things that I cannot change.
赐给我勇气去做我能改变的事。
Give me the courage to change the things I can.
赐给我智慧去分辨这两者的不同。
Give me the wisdom to know the difference.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all your grace.
你将你的话语你的智慧隐藏在这圣经之中。
You give the words and your wisdom in the Bible.
让圣灵亲自的来向我们启示。
And so the Holy Spirit can reveal to us.
因为在这几千年之后你仍然借着路德记来向我们说话。
After a few thousand years, through Ruth continue to speak to us.
来告诉我们说你是可信实可依赖的神。
And to tell us you're faithful, we can rely on you.
主啊，愿你赐给我们平静的心。
Lord, give us the serenity.
让我们去接受我们无法改变的事。
So we can accept the things we cannot change.
主啊，求你赐给我们勇气。
Lord, please give us the courage.
所以我们可以去做我们可以改变的事情。
Therefore, we can change the things that we can.
愿主你赐给我们智慧。
And Lord, please give us the wisdom.
我们可以分辨哪些是你赐给我们的机会。
So we can know the difference.
愿主你在我们身上的旨意可以得到实现。
And so your will will be accomplished through us.
也愿主你在我们的生命中得着荣耀。
So through us, you'll be glorified.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We'll pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.